We are set for kickoff for the second preseason game, the Commanders, the Lions, and if you didn't see, you got starters playing today. That includes Jaden Daniels, that includes Terry McLaurin, and that includes Stephon Diggs. So here we go. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I have admitted this before. I will admit it again. I'm going to be a little nervous, a tiny little bit, just a tiny little bit, as long as Jaden Daniels is out there on the field, which I know won't be a long time. I get that. It's probably going to be a drive. And if we're being honest with ourselves, I think we know that there's not going to be a lot that you're going to necessarily gain from being out there other than getting some reps, getting some opportunities to just, you know, get some sweat, get a little rhythm. And that's fine, right? Just don't get hurt. Just there are scars. I will be that guy that will admit that I'm going to sit there and just hope that Jaden Daniels, not that everybody else doesn't also feel the same way of like, hey, get out and get healthy, right? Like, everybody wants Jaden Daniels to be healthy, but this was the question for, you know, I mean, however long it's been, right, since we've really started, I mean, pretty much the entire week, is Jaden going to play, is he not going to play, what is this whole thing going to look like, and now we've got our answer. I would guess that it's probably not going to be more than a series. I'm watching the stream now, Stephon Diggs and Terry McLaurin warming up. I will say, I'm excited to see, though, what we get from this offense, even if it's a, you know, one short drive, right? Like, you can at least get away with that, show a couple of plays, just get a little rhythm between those two guys. But, like, we know what ends up happening, right? When you're in preseason like this, it's you don't see much in terms of the playbook. There is a low level of importance with the preseason now. I mean, it's true. Now, there are guys that are trying to make rosters and, you know, all of that. I understand that. But realistically, the preseason has been so watered down by the NFL over the years that, you know, I mean, you get to a point where you just wonder what teams actually take it seriously. By the way, B-Mitch's head is very shiny right now on the broadcast. I can say that. I tell him it all the time. It's fine.
Just don't say it to his face.
Oh, I say it to his face all the time. What are you talking about?
He'll punch you.
Listen, let me tell you something. The one thing I've learned in life, and when I first started off in this industry is when B. Mitch was doing a show with Doc and the great John Thompson. And I'm a 22, 23-year-old kid, fresh out of college, working in a major market with freaking DC legends. And I'm like, oh, this is just a dream for me. Like, this is just amazing. I can't believe I'm here. I had a job offer in a couple other places. I chose to stay in DC. I'm glad I did. But I'll never forget that right off the bat, Brian Mitchell and I, who had not met, he just started talking trash to me. Just to test. Just to see who I was.
Yeah, he sizes everyone up. Yeah.
He sizes everybody up, man. And you know what? I went right back at him. And I know this because he told me later. He's like, you know what? I always respected that you never back down. I was like, all right, cool. We're going to be good. So, yes, I've made many jokes over the years. And Doc and I have made many jokes about a bobblehead day for B-Mitch at a game and how it would be hilarious because the head would be too big on the bobblehead. So, you know what? I can tell him how big his head is. He might also kick my ass. I know that. I've watched people, not just there, but going back in the day, Metal Chris. I've watched people think that they can actually wrestle him. Let me tell you something. Don't think that because B-Mitch is retired, he can't whoop your ass, because he can absolutely whoop
your ass. Oh, I know, man. I've worked with him enough. I know. He's in shape, man.
I have watched people try, and he will take you down and destroy you. So.
No, he still does like 100-mile bike rides all the time and stuff, man.
Did you see? So somebody put this on Twitter the other day. I was on 980 this day, but Anthony pointed it out to me that somebody made an AI video of Chris Russell riding bikes with B-Mitch. Have you seen this?
No.
Bro, I replied, maybe you can find it that way. It's one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
What's going on with social media this week? You seen the Valdez video?
Of like, course!
What's going on?
Listen, first off, this is what social media is for, okay? Social media is meant for these viral moments. And listen, AI has its pros and it has its cons. One of the pros that you can get is a video that shows Chris Russell riding his bike with B-Mitch. And I can tell it's AI, but it doesn't make it less funny, and it's not hurting anybody's feelings.
Sure,
it's not lying to anybody. It's great. So stuff like that, that's what I'm all for AI. They're showing Sonny Styles warm up a little now. Ooh, I can't wait to see if they unleash him a little bit. I'm not really all that overly concerned about the lack of Sonny Styles in the first preseason game. Like, some people are getting all worked up over it. The issue with that is,
he's a rookie.
He's a rookie, and you're not also going to get a lot. The first preseason game for him especially was just get out there and see how fast the game is. Don't do anything crazy. Just get an idea of what it's like, because I don't care how fast you are, how great you are as a college player. One of the major things that even the best college players will tell you that they have to adjust to is the speed of the game. The speed of the game in the NFL. Everybody is as fat. Like, you may go against one or two guys week after week, especially going to Ohio State, where you're going to play players on the other side of the field, where one or two are likely going to the NFL, maybe more depending on the position, right? Like, Ohio State's Big Ten, you're playing a lot of college, great college programs, so fine. You get to the NFL, it's all NFL players. Even in the preseason, it's fringe NFL players, bare minimum. So likely, most of those guys were one of the best players on their college team, even if it was a smaller program, whatever the case is. So that adjustment for younger players to go, oh damn, I used to be the fastest. Like, Sonny Styles is used He's to be one of the faster fast, guys. And he is. But think about this, it's not just physically and how he has to adjust, but it's the mental side. Like, the plays happen quicker. Everything happens at just a quicker pace in general, to where that's part of like the mental adjustment that you have to have there. I expect to see more from him in this game, I think. I really do. But again, it could just be a couple of series. So the difference with Jaden Daniels and protecting him in the preseason versus players that play other positions, because I absolutely do believe that there is a level of, like, you have to get the bumps and bruises and the physicality of training camp to a point just to get your body used to what an NFL season is going to be. Like, it's true. You build up some calluses. Like, it's a thing. But the difference is somebody like Sonny Styles, or really pretty much any other position, you're going to take hits. You are expected to take hits, especially as a defensive player, in any football game, just any game. The whole goal for your quarterback is to not take hits and to not have any. Like, I want Jaden Daniels throughout the entire season, at least if they're on an actual grass field, to leave the field with a clean jersey. I know it's not going to happen. I know it's not realistic, but that is the goal. That's the goal that everybody has. And when you get to a preseason game like this, it's just about just getting it right. Like, it's just about getting in, getting out, getting a little rhythm, keeping yourself safe, don't take any hits, and that's it. So that's why, to me, I've been far more cautious and, yeah, listen, a level of concern about, with the injuries they're dealing with already on the offensive line, making sure that Jaden Daniels is in a position where it's just quick and easy. Just get a little rhythm and get out. Nobody trying to tee off on him that's looking to make the team, that wants to light him up. We don't want anything like that. And that's really the biggest goal out of this whole thing, is to just come out of this thing as healthy as you possibly can. So I think that's the difference between so many other players. They're getting them out on the field now. I still, to this day, as they're getting ready to kick off here, The big bobblehead helmets. What do they call those things again?
They're like the concussion helmets to me. I don't know what they're called. I know.
Why am I forgetting the name all of a sudden here? I'm forgetting the name, and I'm so upset that I'm forgetting the name here. Whatever they are. Somebody's yelling at me right now, telling me what the name is for it. But it's still, to this day, it's just, they're so funny looking. And I like it. You want to wear it, that's cool, right? Protect your head. Concussions are serious. It's no joke. But, like, we got to find a way to make them look less goofy. And I don't know
Guardian
if it's possible.
Caps.
Guardian caps, thank you. There you go. You ever have a brain fart? I had a brain fart.
That's just a dumb name, too. But
it is, but it is your guardian. It's your guardian angel for your head on your helmet. I don't know. I'm trying to come up with something here. All right, kickoff's getting ready here in a second. Going to be a lot of just kind of live reacting to the game today. It's going to be a very loose show. I'm just going to point that out there now. So if you want a little ride along here, I was going to stream on YouTube, and I just didn't set it up because it just takes work, and I don't feel like doing it. But, you know, we're just going to be alive. It's going to be a live reaction show the entire time. Sometimes Metal Chris will jump in. Sometimes he'll be doing five other things behind the scenes because he works his ass off, and we'll just go with that, and we'll work with what we got. But, yeah, we'll see the starters out here a little bit at the beginning, and then after that, obviously, it's a little bit more of, okay, what we saw and how much we can take away, which is, you know, it's not that much. But, you know, the bigger thing here, even beyond this, is going to be just big picture. Like, what does the defense look like? How, because they're certainly a much more aggressive defense already. We know they're faster. We know they're more talented here as the Lions get started on their first drive of the game. There are still things that you can take away from a preseason game. Besides the preseason heroes, the guys that are trying to make the roster, all of those things, which is, you know, those are expected. But there are still trends that you can see. There's still at least a couple of interesting things that you'll have in terms of, okay, like, I noticed that they're blitzing more. They're, you know, and again, nobody's going to give you a full-on picture of everything that's going on. It's just,
This is our first chance to see Jaden with the one and two receivers.
Yeah, yeah. And that's like, again, there's going to be some chemistry that you'll want to see. I want to see, and I don't even know who's going to be. Is Golden going to be at center? We haven't seen that for sure. Oh, fumble right off the bat. Let's go with the defense. Oh, my God, is this going in the end zone? Oh, are you serious? All right, so we just had a fumble, and the ball just kept getting knocked back all the way to the end zone. Did the Commanders recover? And yep. That's going to be a Commanders touchdown, a defensive touchdown for the Commanders. At least that's what they're signaling right now. Right off the bat, we've already got a Commanders touchdown. Utter chaos to start this preseason game. I love it. Utter preseason. They're right there. I mean, that's exactly, and again, we don't have, you know, starters out there necessarily for the Lions, but just getting after the quarterback, right? That's what I was saying. Like, if you can get to a position where you can make things, it was Amik Robertson that forced the fumble. And we've got a Commanders touchdown. Look at this. All right. I want to see the defense aggressive like this the entire year. And you know what? That right there, Durante Jones, they're showing him a bunch on the sidelines. If we are going to see Brian Flores has created in Minnesota carry over to here, because they obviously talked to Brian Flores. He wasn't going to take a defensive coordinator job when he already had, like, it's a lateral move, so he kind of knew he probably wasn't going to take it. But, you know, he still had the conversation. But Durante Jones taking a lot of those elements and making that a part of, you know, what this defense is going to look like, it's key. And they look aggressive so far. I'll tell you what, they've shown in practice. We, you know, you didn't see a ton in the first preseason game, but to be able to have that right away, good start. Extra points, good. Commanders up 7-0. All right, let's go. You love to see it. You love to see it. And if they can get the kicker situation settled with Stevens too, and he's a consistent kicker. He's got a big leg. I mean, you got to have a big leg in today's NFL.
How do you think those Detroit fans are feeling right now? That
I don't think
game.
They give a damn.
The
I don't
last
think they
time
give a
they
damn.
Saw the Commanders in this building.
It's fair. You are right. But if they're worked up over a preseason game when they don't have, you know, Jared Goff out there right now fumbling and it's not him, they're hopefully not. It's hopefully not too many scars. Then again, I'm the guy that's concerned that Jaden Daniels is going to get hurt because he got hurt last year. So who am I to talk about scars and over worrying about things? That's fine. I'll admit it. I'll be the guy that worries because now we're going to get an opportunity. Well, no, we still won't. We'll still have the Lions offense out there. But at some point, we'll see Jaden out
there. Yeah, like we basically lost an offensive drive there.
We kind of did.
Scoring on defense.
We kind of did. But you know what, though? And honestly, this is something to keep in mind, too, with this defense. And again, they're not up against Lions starters necessarily here. But if there is a little bit of, I don't want to use the word struggle, but if there's a level of the offense is not consistent for the first couple weeks of the regular season, which happens a lot, right? Especially, you know, you have a new offensive coordinator. You got a lot of new pieces out there. This defense for the Commanders, and I mentioned this to, I think it was, I can't remember who I mentioned it to the other day, but a lot of people still don't believe in this defense. I definitely think it's better. They're faster, they've got more talent, and they're clearly more aggressive, and they're going to be rotating guys in and out a ton. So you're going to have that opportunity there where you're going to see more plays like we just saw here now by the Commanders. But they may have to, not necessarily carry this team, but they may have to make up for some sluggish starts with the offense. Just new parts, new guys out there, whether or not you're actually going to have your starting center out there week one for the Commanders. Left tackle is obviously already an issue. You might have to have this defense a little more aggressive, making plays, generating turnovers, creating extra possessions. That's going to be a responsibility that might be on this team in the early part of the season. And it happens a lot. I mean, you go back and look, running back numbers are up early on in the season. We've seen that over the last few years, touchdowns, rushing yards, things like that. Teams are running the ball. Games aren't as high scoring necessarily to open the season. And it's not with every team, but you know, when you've got an Eagles offense, they're going to see week one on top of that. You've got to be able to deal with the fact that you don't know what that Eagles offense is going to look like. They don't know what your offense is really going to look like. And it's all kind of one big balance that's going to come together. So it's kind of why I like the under week one against the Eagles for the Commanders. But Lions moving the ball at the field at least a little bit now. So we'll see what happens when this defense gets put on their heels a little bit. Metal Chris, are you a fan of Dan Quinn in the backwards hat? They're showing him now with the backwards hat. I have no problems with coaches doing that. Some people do. Are you a backwards hat guy at all?
It doesn't really matter to me. I'm not big on the coach fashion side.
Yeah, I didn't think you would be, but I was just curious. Every once in a while, there's a surprise from you where I'm like, oh, I didn't expect that.
I mean, I'd love to see him in one of those Noggin Boss hats. That'd just be like wear it backward. That'd be amazing, but you know.
Now that would be a sight. That's for sure. That would definitely be a sight. All right, so it's Josh Dobbs that's out there at quarterback for the Lions now. With the fumble initially with the offense, they got another chance. They're kind of moving down the field a little bit here now. We got 12 and a half minutes to go in the first quarter. We're going to kind of just be live along with this game throughout the entire show. As we get to the point where you got some guys that are backups, well, the show will move a little bit differently. But, you know, right now, as long as we at some point get a chance to see the Commanders starters actually out there on the field, I mean, it's going to matter. And it's going to matter to see what Jaden Daniels does. He's been, you know, the narrative around him is he's been locked in. He's been locked in camp, which is what you want to. Like, I don't think there's anybody that's going to doubt Jaden Daniels, you know, prepared, Jaden Daniels football IQ, Jaden Daniels in shape, like any of those things. Chemistry with his receivers. I expect all of that from him. But, you know, to get a chance to get at least an idea of what some of the chemistry looks like.
You think we're going to see a big play? Like, remember his first game? He had that, like, it was like a 40-something yard pass to Yami Brown.
Preseason
game.
I would love to see them just air it out once. Just give him one deep shot.
Give him a couple shots, you know?
He's got one of the most accurate deep balls in the NFL. Give it one shot. Because here's the thing. There's no pressure. He throws a pick. Who cares, right? Like, he laughs off regular season interceptions he needs to be able to do in the preseason, and I think he will. So if they can do that, I think we're in a good spot. I'd like to see one or two of those. Because, listen, if he's out there, get something, right? Get something out of this. Don't make this just nothing but handoffs. Otherwise, he doesn't need to be out on the field at all. So, again, it's still the defense right now. There's a lot of shots, too, on Sonny Styles. Listen, let me tell you something. This broadcast for the Commanders, like, they know. Who are people watching? And it's, you know, Sonny Styles is going to be one of those guys that we're going to be paying attention to. Much more of a clean pocket now for Joshua Dobbs is this. Oh, he threw a pick. Let's go. The defense with two turnovers and two drives.
Maybe we won't be seeing Jaden Daniels in the first quarter.
We may not. Look at this. Wow. So Josh Dobbs fumbles and then he throws an interception. If the Commanders' defense can look like this against starters at all this year, we're going to be in great shape. This may be a top 10 defense if that's the case. Now, I say this.
It's preseason. Hold your horses.
That's why. It's preseason. Let's not get crazy. Let's still accept the fact that, yeah, this is going to actually be a work in progress still. But the Commanders now up 7-0, and it's an interception, so we will get an opportunity next to see what the starters look like and probably their only drive of the preseason with Jaden Daniels and everybody coming up next. Nick Ashew on the Fan and the Team. Nick Ashew on the Fan, and that was quick. Commanders offense, 3 and out. We had Jaden Daniels throw an incomplete pass. We had Jaden Daniels get sacked. And on 3rd and 20, the Commanders ran the football. Now, again, it's preseason, so we're not going to get overly worked. I promised myself I would do that. Promised you I would do that. But didn't really get much out of it. So all I'm saying is there going to be any value? Now we need another drive from Jaden Daniels. Look, if he's going to get out there and play, we need to actually see something then. We need to see the offense do something.
The O-line got to be better than that, too.
I'm telling you, this is a concern. We know left tackle is what it is. Brandon Coleman's going to have to step up, and Brandon Coleman's just going to have to fill the void with Laremy Tunsil out. But center is going to be a thing. And when you don't have Nick Allegretti out there, somebody that's supposed to be your starter, and he hasn't really spent a lot of time working with the starters because he's barely been on the field and he's been hurt the whole time, you get to a point where it's just like, this is what it has to be. This team is going to have to figure out the protection is going to be really important. The protection is going to be really important for Jaden Daniels. And I am concerned about this offensive line. Because here's the thing, you can run all day, but in the end, if you're constantly running for your life, there's only so much that you can do. There's only so much. And right now, that's the battle that this team has, is they have to deal with Jaden Daniels not being protected fully right now. Also, I will say this, the stream on the Commanders' website is starting to piss me off. It's not working. Yeah, you're watching on a different feed than me, which is not helpful right now.
I got the TV, so we probably have less delay than this.
Yep. I'm dealing with all kinds of delays, my friend.
Well, you don't get to see the terrible tackling they just had on that play.
Yeah. Well, of course, because that. Listen, it's still going to rear its ugly head. This Commanders defense is still going to have guys that miss tackles. And listen, everybody misses tackles to a point, but the first two drives for the Commanders defense, strong, right? I mean, you fumble, turns into a touchdown. Josh Dobbs fumbles, and then the second time out there, Quan Martin gets the interception on Dobbs as well. And the Commanders defense, couple of turnovers, already scored. So that's promising. Again, not against starters. I'll preface that the entire way this way, but that's how it's going to work. They're still going to have to make plays and show that they are able to do that. You're not against Lions starters, but oh well. You know, it's just to get out there and show, because this defense has a lot to prove. And that's the real big thing here, too. From a defensive standpoint, you know the talent that you have on offense. There's a lot more questions about this defense. I think the ceiling can be much higher for this defense. But, you know, Sonny Styles may be looked at as the future, but he's still a rookie. He's still somebody that has very little NFL experience. And you went out and did a bunch in free agency, and the hope is that that's going to be something that works out and adds to the depth and adds to the talent of this defense. But it's not. There's no guarantees that that's the case. And this defense has a lot to prove, and that starts with the defensive coordinator. My stream keeps going out. I'm losing my mind right now, so this is going to be fun. This is going to be a battle for me the entire time. It's just everything for me is streaming in this house, so I just have to deal with the fact that I'm going to be fighting this. So you're going to probably know a lot more than me, Metal Chris. I'm starting to see some holes in this plan that I had set up for this show today, clearly.
Yeah, no pixelation on my end here, Nick.
Yeah. Listen, I get it. There's some negatives to streaming. I understand, my friends. We count on technology, and yet technology lets us down on a regular basis. And I want to know whether this is their website or this is actually, because I mean, I wanted to see. I was like, okay, they're doing it through their site. Oh, let's see what this looks like in the app. Let's check it out. Not impressed. My Wi-Fi is good, so it ain't on my end, I don't think. But here we go. This is the world we live in. So, yeah, look, I think now we need to get to a point where we see a second round.
It's preseason for the servers too, you know.
It's preseason for it's preseason for the servers, it's preseason for the broadcast. I mean, it's literally preseason for everything right now, but all right, now I'm seeing the lines move up the field. So I got the feedback again. So I might yell at technology a bit today. This is just how this thing works, but
That's my favorite thing to do here.
Yell at technology?
Oh,
what
yeah,
you're saying everything in the control room doesn't work properly there? Who would have guessed?
My favorite thing to deal with in any job that I work in, which is generally at a radio station, is when machines do not do the thing they're supposed to do.
Which is every day, right?
I just absolutely love that.
You know? It's pretty much a guarantee. I feel good about the defense on the first two drives, though. I will say that I do. Despite this has been, some missed tackles, but you got a Josh Dobbs overthrow there, so that doesn't give them an opportunity there at all. So, I'm sure you're so far ahead of me. But how do you feel about the defense, Metal Chris? Feels good overall? You feel a little more confident?
I mean, I love the turnover. The last season, my big thing was like, before, going about this point going into the season, I was like, yeah, we just got to get turnovers on defense. That's going to be the biggest thing, I think, for me. And they did not do that very well last year. So to start off this game with two, I mean, yeah, it's not starters and whatever, but at least they're going for them,
I mean, still like, making plays, right? This defense wasn't good 2 years ago when they played Detroit in the playoffs, and all of a sudden they turned him over what felt like 100 times.
I mean, I feel like last year, too, a lot of it was like they were just trying to put Band-Aids over a lot of their problems, and at that point, like, dealing with turnovers, like, that's not even at the top of their list of things that they're trying to do. They're just trying to see if they can actually cover dudes.
Much less
force interceptions or fumbles,
Last year, we were literally begging this team to just make open field tackles. It was basic fundamentals. It wasn't even, it's like begging a guy to make a layup.
This.
Yeah, I'm not. Well, I'm not going to like the fact that everything keeps freezing on me right now. I'm going to lose my mind. I'm going to yell at the stupid technology and what's going on right now, and it's only going to lead to something that's going to be
terrible.
Well,
I'll tell you, Dobbs just ran for 40 yards on a touchdown.
Okay. Yeah,
however far out they were, he just ran the whole distance. So.
Well, that's good, because their website's freezing on me.
Giant holes there, and nobody's even close to him the entire run, really.
Yep, so. And I'm getting ready to watch it now, and there he goes. Oh, God, massive holes up the left side. I mean, just all the room in the world for Josh Dobbs for a touchdown. That is, I mean, God. And that's still right there. Here's the thing, though. There weren't even missed tackles.
Even close to him and no safety anywhere.
It was a great play fake, honestly, for the Lions there. I mean, they faked the run and the Commanders bit, the defense bit there, and that's a Lions touchdown. I mean, that's in the replay here. Now, it was a great play fake. I'll give him credit. That was about it. That looked, I mean, you watch that field level replay, and that looks like they're going to run the football. So the defense bit. That's how it works. So, you know what? We'll treat this as a learning experience. How about that? Is it a learning experience for them? I know. Look, Here's the thing. This is not going to be a top 10 defense. Like, we can't sit here. I'm not going to in any way predict that that's going to come close to that. But I do think it's a far improved defense. It's just a matter of,
the
do they not?
The front seven's supposed to be the strong point, though.
I mean, listen, defense. You're right. They're going to bite on play fakes this year. Like, it's going to happen. And that was clearly a moment right there where they just, you know, and you've got to study each individual quarterback every week and what their tendencies are. I mean, so it changes all the time. But
and they're not even playing Goff, so.
Yeah.
He wasn't going to run like that, so.
No, that's true. Jared Goff is not going to run the way that Josh Dobbs just did. So you don't have to worry about anything like that. Watching Jared Goff run, it's like he has cement blocks just stuck on his feet. So, yeah, you don't have to worry about that. So, we'll treat it as a learning experience. How about that? All right, it's 7-7, Commanders and Lions in the first quarter. Let's see if we get another round of Commanders starters on offense, including Jaden next. Nick Ashew, Fan and the Team. Nick Ashew on the Fan and the Team, and we have seen the end of the starters for the Commanders. That was it, a 3-and-out. Jaden Daniels sits after an incomplete pass after the offensive line broke down on coverage and he had to throw the ball basically into the ground. Then he's sacked on the second play. And then on the third play, it's 3rd and 20 and they run the football and say, that's it. What's the point?
He didn't run it. It should be noted. He did not. It was not a Jaden run.
No. Jaden did not run. Yes, this is true. Jaden Daniels did not actually run the football. And now we have Sam Hartman out there at quarterback who had a nice little rush. And that's what we're going to get.
Do you think they pulled him because of the sack?
I would think they pulled him because of the sack, or they plan on having him out there no matter what the result was. Just like last year, it was one drive, except the drive last year was they ran the ball a bunch, and then Jaden Daniels ran it in the end zone against the Bengals. This time around, it's one drive that's a 3-and-out that looked atrocious. They did absolutely nothing, and he sits. So this is my thing. What's the point? What's the point of even putting him out there? Because he takes a hit, and I get it. Quarterbacks are going to take hits during the season. But he takes a sack. You know the offensive line doesn't look good right now. Sam Hartman just got sacked on top of that. With this offensive line, guys, the offensive line might be a problem this year. I don't want to overreact too much. I don't want to overreact too much to a preseason game. But here's the thing. This Julian Good-Jones ain't it. That's what you're going at center right now until you maybe, luckily, hopefully, we pray, have Nick Allegretti ready for the regular season at this point. This is going to be all about them running the football the rest of the way. And maybe it's Catron Allen, a lot of him, which we're seeing him in the backfield a lot right now. But that's pretty much it. I mean, what's the point? What's the point of putting Jaden Daniels out there at all? They did nothing. It was a drive where they accomplished nothing. He took a hit, did not complete a pass, didn't do a thing. I know they're not going to show much, but it's just the preseason has gotten to the point where it's worthless.
I wanted to see the Commanders with the start, you know, Jaden and Terry and them, at least find some sort of rhythm.
Anything!
Just and that wasn't it. And then they pull them before they even get any, and it's like if that's what we're trying to do here is get this team working, and they just... They don't let them. They don't.
If you're going to commit to the starters playing in a preseason game, actually make it worth it. Give them something. Give them multiple drives. And I know this is coming from the guy that said, don't play him. But here's the thing. You committed. You said Jaden Daniels is going to be in the preseason game. So give him a couple. Give him a series that actually matters. Give him something. This is a new offense with a bunch of moving parts right now. Either nothing at all or make it valuable. Make it something. And I'm just watching the Lions defense just swarm into the backfield again for the Commanders while they're trying to run the football.
And they just got a false start also.
And then you get a false start on top of that. So yeah, off to a really good start with this offense. It looks great. This will be
the
fun.
The O-line is looking rough still.
This offensive line looks atrocious. It looks so bad right now. This is awful. Again, I know we can say it's preseason, and I've said it a lot, and I'll continue to say it throughout the day because you do have to take that into account. But you do have guys out there that are going to be a part of the regular season, and they look bad right now. It looks really bad. And it's concerning because you know left tackle is going to be what it is. It's not changing. It's Brandon Coleman. That is your left tackle until Laremy Tunsil is back. Now, that was on Chigakonkwo, the false start, so it's not like it was technically the offensive line. But, you know, tight end's a little mix. He's kind of both, depending on what his role is going to be on that specific play call. I know this is where you're working out the kinks. And some of that is, like, false starts and things. Okay, like, some of this is timing and getting out there. Fine. But the protection is atrocious. They can't run the ball. They can't throw the ball. There's been so much of that right now. And it's just, it's concerning. And I really do believe, and again, there were two turnovers on the first two drives by the Commanders' defense. That's promising. Now, then they gave up, what, a 40-yard touchdown run to Josh Dobbs, who had just a beautiful play fake. You thought they were going to run the ball, and it just completely turned things around. But you watch this and go, it might be the defense that has to make plays the early part of the season for the Commanders.
So I got a question here for you, Nick.
All right.
Do you think Hartman's making the final 53?
I mean, if he looks better than AK, fine. But your third-string quarterback situation
I feel like we know what he is at this point. At least AK, there's a ceiling. There's a question mark there. But I think we know what Sam is. So why are we even playing him?
I mean, listen, Sam Hartman is not an NFL quarterback. He is a shampoo commercial model and beard oil commercial model, and that's awesome for him. But he's not an NFL quarterback. And they keep trying this year after year after year, and I get he's like Jaden's friend and all that, but in reality, he's just not. There's a reason why they drafted a quarterback in the seventh round. I mean, you have that as part of this, too. But
exactly.
The reality
is, so if they've drafted this new guy, the Greek guy, whose name I still struggle with.
Ethan Kaliakmanis.
Kaliakmanis. There we go.
There you go. See?
There we go.
You speak for a living. You're good at this.
Yeah, no, it's just, I always struggle.
It's not easy.
Greek and Polish names are always a struggle to me, man.
Yes. Well, for most people, unless you speak the language, it's harder. That's just how it works.
Which I do not. So.
Yeah, so there you go.
But why aren't we letting him at least, why aren't we giving him experience at this point? Like, if you want to pull him out, then put Hartman in for the rest. But it's like, are we actually thinking Hartman's going to be on the final 53?
Right. I mean, maybe he is. Maybe they see him as still somebody that's worth making the roster. I just think
then why draft the guy at 7 not to play him? Like, I don't understand. Like, what are we doing?
I mean, maybe you put AK on the practice squad and hope he gets through, which he probably would. I doubt anybody would pick him up off the practice squad. Maybe that's the goal, is Hartman's the third string quarterback because he at least knows the offense. And if you're desperate, you have him on the roster, and then AK is a development guy, just especially now. And, I'm trying to play devil's advocate with you here. I don't really know exactly the reasoning here.
Seems like this is when you would want, if you're not going to play Mariota, and you're not going to play Daniels at this point, why are we not putting the new kid in to at least get him reps? And, you know, like,
They might want to give him reps against lesser competition. I mean, it might just be the second half for him. Like, it's Hartman the rest of the first half.
Again, what's the point of having Hartman out there then? Like, we're not learning anything from him and having him in there.
I think they think he still can be part of this roster. I really do.
So he may be making the final 53.
Yeah. He could. And then AK is your practice quad quarterback, and Sam Hartman's your third string. I mean, because he at least knows the offense, and he's been a part of the team. I agree with you. We've seen enough of Sam Hartman to know he's not an NFL quarterback. But that doesn't mean that this team has. And that, look, again, we've talked about this, right? The quarterback market ain't pretty right now. It's not like there's a lot out there. I mean, Jeff Driscoll's hanging around. He's been a part of the team recently, like, I guess you got him as maybe an emergency quarterback if you need somebody like that down the road, but there's not much. You also have to think, too, guys get cut, and they may see somebody that gets cut that they have the ability to go out and sign and say, okay, this is going to help us a little bit more, and you bring him in as the third string, and then you cut Hartman. Like, there's a possibility of that, too. So there's a lot of roster movement as you get closer and closer to the final rosters needing to be
built. Philip Rivers could come back again?
Dude, I would love Philip Rivers. That stuffed sausage out there slinging the football around at 44 years old. That was the best. Watching Philip Rivers. Oh, my God.
I think
Philip
he won
Rivers.
Any games, though, did he?
I think he won one.
Maybe.
Right? He won a couple, maybe.
I remember they were doing so well, and then, I mean, it's
yeah, they started off 7-1. The Colts started off 7-1. Daniel Jones was really good. But, you know, in reality, Philip Rivers can throw the football. He just couldn't move. But that's the thing. Quarterbacks can play longer into their career if they don't have to move around, if they still have the arm strength and, you know, the football IQ. Like,
still able to read the D's,
That's not going anywhere, you know? So you have you still have that where you can step into a situation like that and make some plays. But, yeah, I mean, the minute they asked him how much you weigh and he's like, I don't know, you're like, oh, boy, this is going to be a thing. And it was, I mean, just looking at him out there was amazing. But, you know, the Colts made it work.
It kind of reminded you of Al Bundy when he'd put on his old high school pads or whatever, you know?
Maybe Tom Brady can come out of retirement if they need an emergency quarterback. What about
Wouldn't
that?
Wouldn't that cause a conflict, though?
I don't think he can. No, I don't think he can. I don't remember exactly what all the rules are for that, but I don't think it's a situation where he can just come out
of retirement. I don't think owners are even allowed on the field after the game starts, because I remember there was a game. This is years ago, back when Mike Vick was injured and on the Falcons, and the guy that owns him was the guy that owns, like, Home Depot or whatever, like, came out and, like, wheeled his wheelchair out to the, and they got, like, fined for it, because they're like, yeah, you can't be on the field with the players. Like,
that may be true. I think it's only, like, but there's a certain, you see owners on the field late in games.
Yeah, I think it's,
well, no, the, was it, who's the owner? Who was it that was down on the field? Was it the Colts owner? She was down on the field last year and, like, taking notes and everything. Who was that? Whose owner was that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Was that one of the Ursays? I don't think Jim Irsay had passed away at that point yet.
I mean, maybe they changed it or whatever, but I think there were rules about some of the interaction because it's like, I don't know.
I mean, there's weird. Yeah, there's definitely something with it, but I don't remember exactly what the rule is. And they move this stuff around all the time. But yeah, I mean, you know, you start getting owners getting. I mean, you have to keep them off the field so they're not telling the coach what to do. So I think there's definitely some sort of regulation there, and it makes sense.
Well, you also don't want like a player, let's say the owner or something. A player becomes a favorite with an owner.
Yep.
And owner says something to a player, and the coach is now contradicted by the owner on the field, you know?
Could you imagine Jerry Jones if he was just allowed to go down there? I think you need to go out there and you need to throw the football more. I don't like this play call. Y'all are going to have to call a different play call here. This is not – I know football, okay? I got Arkansas back in the day. I know this, all right? We're going to make sure – George Pickens, if you want to get a new deal, I'm going to need you to go out there and make some plays for it. I mean, it would be – the micromanaging from Jerry Jones would be incredible if that was the case. All right, well, at this point now it's 7-7 and – there's going to be some Sam Hartman moving forward and maybe some Ethan Kaliakmanis. Try it one more time, Metal Chris. You got it?
Kaliakmanis.
Yeah. See? You got it? You got this. It's not so bad. All right. We'll watch the Commanders' defense the rest of the way on this drive. Nick Ashew on the Fan of the Team. We had the question answered whether or not we were going to see Jaden Daniels out there in the starters, and we did for one drive, a three and out. It was not pretty. Nick Ashew on the Fan and the Team, wherever you're listening. Streaming on the Odyssey app as well. Matt Nick Ashew. And all the various socials. And we're watching a Commanders team now that's going deep to the bench already, and that's it. A lot of Sam Hartman. But we saw Jaden for a drive, and they did nothing. And the offensive line, again, I will preface everything with I know it's preseason, but the offensive line looked really bad. Really bad. And if Jaden Daniels doesn't have time to throw the football and he's running for his life this entire season, it's going to be a problem. Now, you know, it's not like you don't have starters out there that have been good for this team, but the left side of the line is a question. Both tackle and guard, if we're being honest with ourselves, and now center, without Nick Allegretti getting any time out there in camp and coming back and getting hurt again, like all these things add up. This is, I feel like there are so many people that are just looking at center and like, oh, it's not a problem, it's fine, Allegretti will be ready to go. Will he? Like, will he? Am I the only person that looks at this and goes, guys, we've seen this movie before and it doesn't end well. We watched this just last year where the offensive line had issues in the preseason and there were injuries. Now, they were shuffling guys around more. You had a little less in terms of what was established on the offensive line. They kind of figured it out as the season went on and they got more healthy towards the end. But, I mean, this is one of those things that becomes a little concerning when the center that doesn't have a lot of experience at center that wasn't your first choice to be center, even if it was plan B and free agency didn't work out, he's not getting a lot of time. And that offensive line is something that is concerning for this team right now. So the Lions are out here now with 9 minutes to go, and let's get a sack. All right, you know what? We can count on this Commanders defense this year. That's what I've figured out. Commanders getting after all the quarterbacks for the Lions, even though it's not the starters.
They're still looking aggressive, even though it's not the starters.
They look aggressive, and that's really the most important thing right now is, well, basic things like wrapping guys up and tackling, so we're seeing some of that. The Josh Dobbs touchdown was just untouched. I mean, it was a great play fake. He ran the ball untouched for half the field, and that was it. There was nothing you could do. But John Baptiste with the sack there, and Javonte John Baptiste is a name that I think we're going to hear more of as the season goes on and we get into the regular season. I think he might be in for a big season this year. And, you know, if they're going to continue to be aggressive here, I mean, I'm watching guys, again, getting in the backfield here for this Commanders defense. I mean, they are getting into the Lions' backfield right away. They're aggressive, and that's what they're going to have to be this year. If they can generate turnovers, create extra possessions, that's going to be important, especially if this offensive line is the problem. If this offensive line continues to be a problem for this team, the defense is going to have to make up for some of that. And Durante Jones is showing, like, that's the one thing we're seeing. We've seen a lot of the defense so far in this start of the preseason game, right? Nothing from the starters at offense. And I know there's a lot of backups that are out there defensively for the Commanders too, but we're at least seeing what the trend is going to be. And we got another sack. Look at this. Sack after sack after sack for the Commanders. Love
that. Looked like two of them got there.
Was that
I think Baptiste did as well. Yeah. Looked like they both probably got a half sack on that.
Good. Swarm the quarterback.
Yeah,
that's what
man.
I want to see. Swarm the hell out of the quarterback here and make things miserable. If they're able to disrupt every team's offense every single week to a point and they're aggressive like this, that's going to make a big difference.
Yeah, man. That's what we need. Early turnovers, lots of sacks. Like, yeah, man.
We've had a fumble that turned into a touchdown for the Commanders as the ball just kept getting batted back all the way to the end zone. Then they pick off Josh Dobbs on the second drive. That led to a three and out for the Commanders offense, so that wasn't pretty. But then, of course, Josh Dobbs runs it into the end zone, which is what's made it 7-7 right now. But, yeah, I mean, you're seeing certainly we're getting an idea of what the defense looks like. We have no idea what this offense is going to look like because we didn't get to see anything from them. Now, I'm talking preseason. Again, there's stuff going on in camp. We get an idea there, but defensively, we know this defense wants to be fast. They want to be aggressive. They want to get after the quarterback. And yes, I'm assuming that the goals are probably open field tackles and doing the fundamentals well as well, which is we're seeing that for the most part right now.
But they look hungry on D, man.
They do.
And like already, you know, this isn't
they
one of those
do.
Like, man, I hope they're going to look aggressive by week one. Like they look like they're already ready to start just eating, you know, offenses up. So,
and it is why my theory is that they may need to lean on this defense making plays early in the season because the offense may just not be ready. That may need to sit in the oven and bake a little bit more. I don't think that's out of the realm of possibility. And if that's the case, listen, we watched Brian Flores go to Minnesota and take a team that was ranked, you know, 21st or 22nd in total defense, and he made that a top 10 defense very quickly in Minnesota. And Durante Jones comes from that system. Now, he's got his own twists. He's got his own ideas here, but he's learned from, and it's not just Brian Flores that he's learned from, and Mike Zimmer's and other really great defensive-minded coaches. He's learned from great systems, and he's taken the goal, right, is you want to take the pieces that work, put it all together, and you've built something special. And that might be the case. Maybe this defense actually does surprise people a little bit. I think it's at least a possibility of that being the case. And if they can make plays the way that they have and turn teams over the way that they have, because that's, I mean, that has been a thing. The takeaway situation has been a problem for this team for a while. In Dan Quinn's first two seasons, they're 31st in total, or in takeaways through, it's not over the first two seasons, because I had it here, let me find it. Yeah, okay. So in Dan Quinn's first two seasons, 31st in NFL in takeaways, only 27 total. So that's not just one season. That's over the two seasons. The Commanders have been 31st in takeaways. The defense forced three takeaways against Miami last week, so you can clear that. Like, that is an emphasis that's there. But now we've seen more of that again today. You've seen the interception. You see the fumble that resulted in a touchdown for the Commanders' defense. So they are aggressive, and you really want to see that urgency, that downhill aggression from linebackers like Leo Chenault, Sonny Styles, and you want to see them getting after the quarterback. And they blitz and creep type idea that they want to use. Like we're getting some of that now. We did not see as much of that necessarily week one against the Dolphins, even though yes, they did have three takeaways. It wasn't as aggressive. They look more aggressive this time around. And I think that's what's most important. We got AK under center. Oh, let's go. Say it again, Metal Chris. How do you say his name?
Kelly Ekmanis.
Yeah, see, you got it.
All right.
You've nailed it every time. It's you just say it with your chest. Say it with some confidence.
The trick is going to be doing it the next time, like Nick's show I do or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, it's like keeping it in there.
Ethan Kelly Ekmanis.
Ethan part's
this.
Easy. Our other Ethan, the caller, so, you know.
Yes.
But
I would say that you've worked it well into it. You've gotten it down now. I think you're good. So I would say that you've graduated from the Ethan Kalikmanis School of Pronunciation.
I'm still just going to call the Greek freak Giannis, just FYI. I still struggle
that's
with
fair.
That one. So.
Yeah, Giannis and the Greek freak works. There's a reason why people say that name. I mean, that's absolutely why. So fair enough. All right, so we've got the Commanders defense with a couple of turnovers so far in this game, looking aggressive, takeaways. They're trying to get more into that world now, get to a defense that actually creates extra possessions or extra points. Either way, we've watched that so far in this game. Not much from the offense, but now it's going to be a lot of backups the rest of the way. Antonio Williams is there out on the field. Obviously, I see Van Jefferson as well. He's going to get some opportunities, so we'll watch sort of how that's going to go moving forward. But again, we're not watching starters anymore. We saw one drive from Jaden Daniels in the starters, and I wouldn't even call it a drive because they literally didn't move. It's like getting in the car, starting the engine, backing out of the driveway, and going right back in the driveway because you forgot something. And the Commanders forgot their offense. That was very clear. And their protection on top of that. I mean, that's really what it was. It's like, yeah, we're going on a first drive. Just kidding. We actually forgot our
no bumper.
Forgot our phone back in the house, and that's it. And it's like, nah, we're done now. So it's...
You know, I think I'm just going to stay in today.
Yeah, I think that's probably best.
After you know, you start leaving, you're like, you know what? I was going to go for a walk.
I think they just need to. They should have just stayed in the house at this point. They should have just stayed. But see, little Van Jefferson, you know, maybe we'll get an opportunity, because that's really where you are too. Is like the back end of certain position battles are going to matter. I think, you know, Van Jefferson is an opportunity to get himself on this roster, right? Like, he provides a role that's there. See, they're just kind of running the ball here, too. So, all right, it is what it is. This is what we're going to get throughout the day. And, you know, we'll see a little bit of Katron Allen out there again. We're going to see more of, oh, God, is that, oh, is Van Jefferson limping to the sidelines? Oh, great. All right, so Van Jefferson's limping in the sidelines, too. Whatever. The game
Kelly
goes on.
Man has just completed a nice pass.
There you go. Look at you. You said it naturally now. It's perfect. Perfect. All right, well, we'll see how this game continues here. Nick Ashew on the Fan of the Team.